One name would.
Rodgers gets the snap. Blitz is on. Rodgers.
One name would.
Winds up rainbow. He's got time at the 10 to the 5.
Yes.
To the end zone. Touchdown.
Two friends.
Curry jump. Yeah.
He did it again.
Too much sport.
And throwing. And it is a fingertip. Catch for a touchdown.
Put your hands together for Who and Why.
Welcome to another episode of Woot and Why. I am Josh Why. I am joined by Josh Woot.
As always.
How are you going?
Good.
Good.
It's that time of year again.
Draft.
No, winter.
Oh, winter, yes.
It's cold.
It is cold. We have a special guest. He's in Melbourne, so he's probably feeling the cold a lot worse. Mr. Scott, how are you?
I'm very well, boys. How are you gents going?
Good, good. We're pumped for Friday.
It's good sunny weather down here too, so you're missing out.
Bloody Melbourne.
It'll be winter in about 5 minutes, so you'll
be right. Yeah, and then it'll be summer again.
Yeah.
Yeah, four seasons in a day. All right, well, we're going to go through our mock drafts, all three of us. We're going to go pick by pick, so we'll go through one to everyone and we'll discuss. And then after that, we've got a few prop bets, player versus player, some bold predictions, some late round guys that we want to look at. And we'll see who comes up trumps next week after the draft's completed. All right, we'll start with pick number one. And
let me begin by saying that I think I'm the sensible one. you're going to be the one that's out there, and I'm going to be the guy that's just...
Yeah, but sometimes out there is good. It's draft day.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, look what the Vikings did last year, though, and it still didn't get them.
Nah, it didn't really help them. But anyway, we'll move on. Pick one, Scotty.
I'm going to throw a curveball in there and do something that literally no one has done so far and pick Jadeveon Clowney to the Houston Texans.
Oh, crazy.
Wow, I am. My jaw is hitting the floor.
I don't know who to draft.
I've got Jadeveon Clowney as well. He's a freak. You can't pass on him. But in saying that, I hope they do. I don't want Andrew Luck on his back.
No. That makes it 3-3, though.
You've picked Clowney?
I have Clowney also.
I think there will be an uproar if it was someone else other than Clowney.
They could be right.
I mean, I can see people trading up to take him over Texans, but...
Yeah. That's the thing. I think Clowney will be number one. It's what team will be taking him.
Yeah.
I think that's the issue, but they'd have to give up, as Scott said to me earlier in the week, you'd have to give up a lot of picks or players to get Clowney.
Yeah.
Because there's just such a high rating on him. Mm-hmm. All right, number two, St. Louis Rams. Scott?
I'm going to go down the conventional track again. I think that Robinson is the pick here.
Yep.
I know that Matthews is... he's got that family tie with Jeff Fisher. Obviously, his dad played under Fisher at the Oilers. But I think Robinson, he's the more athletic prospect there. So I'm going to grab him.
Yep, I've got the same. He's the best tackle in the draft. And... look, you can't pass on a guy that can protect your quarterback for the next decade.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And
three from three.
Three from three.
Yeah.
All right. I don't need to say anymore. You guys.
Know. Why don't you start off, Jacksonville, Josh?
All right. The Jags. It was kind of a toss up between Watkins and Mac for me. I can still see them taking Mac, but I think with the whole Blackman dilemma, I'm gonna pick Sammy Watkins here.
Sammy Watkins.
Yep.
I've gone Khalil Mack. I think it's a relatively safe pick, and I think Gus Bradley really wants, you know, a really good pass rushing guy. And look, he's got Red Bryant there. He's starting to get some pass rush from the Jaguars. You need it in that division. What about you, Scott?
I reckon there's three ways they can go here, and I reckon they can win either way they go. I'm a big advocate for picking someone who's going to put bums in seats because ultimately Jacksonville, it's not a great market. They've literally got no one of note now that Maurice Jones-Drew's gone.
Yep.
So that's where you sort of start to look at, is Johnny Manziel the guy here? But ultimately, it's a copycat league. There's a guy from Seattle who's head coaching them, and Khalil Mack, he's got to be the guy to build that defense around.
Yeah, I was just seriously considering Manziel as well. The GM mind in me said bums on seats as well. But I just from what I've been reading and hearing, I think they're higher on another quarterback.
And ultimately, Khalil Mack's going to put bums in seats and going to sell jerseys anyway. So not to the same extent that Manziel will, but I'm happy with Mack.
Yep. All right, we'll start us off again with pick four, Scotty.
Well, I think Cleveland's going to be laughing as well here. I mean, they've got a quarterback option. They've got all the quarterbacks on the board, and they've got Sammy Watkins sitting there waiting for him, and I think Watkins is the guy. Match him up with Josh Gordon. Try and stop that. And that's going to be a lethal half combination.
Yeah, that is pretty deadly. I've gone the other way. I think they will take a quarterback, and I think they'll take Johnny Manziel. He's the guy. Could he be the guy to bring Cleveland back from the brink? I think so. I'm not high on him as other quarterbacks, but from what you read and what you hear, he's, especially this offseason, he's sort of turned things around a little bit, so especially off the field. So they went with a sort of a safe pick in Whedon. I'll do that in inverted commas. Last year, 2 years ago, and it didn't work out. So I think they need to take an early guy here and just do or die, take a punt.
Yep, I'm on the Manziel wagon. Also, I think everyone in Cleveland's a bit down in the dumps, and they don't think anything's turning around. And I mean, Manziel just oozes positivity and optimism.
Yeah,
so
that's it. He's a win at all cost guy as well, ultra competitive. Oakland Raiders.
Do you want to start him there?
Well, I've got Sammy Watkins. Finally, they have a legit number one receiver. They haven't had one for years.
I flipped it around and taken Mac. They have to take Mac. I mean, he's the most elite talent on the board.
Yep.
They just they have to take him.
Oh, same with me with Watkins. He's the clear number one left on the board there. What about you, Scott?
I'm going to go with Jake Matthews here.
Yeah.
I think it's ultimately going to be the player that St. Louis don't take, the best tackle on the board. I know they rate Taylor Lewan pretty highly, but with Jake Matthews being there, I'm not quite sure you could take Lewan over Matthews.
No, Matthews is more polished, and as Mayock says, he's NFL ready.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense over Taylor Lewan. Pick six, what do we got?
I've gone Taylor Lewan. It was going to be Jake Matthews, but then, Lewan's stock is rising.
Yep.
So that's my pick.
I have a trade. I have Buffalo trading up to leapfrog Tampa Bay and take Mike Evans, wide receiver. They need some help for EJ Manuel, and Mike Evans is the clear number two wide receiver in this draft. He's a big target. He'll line up opposite Stevie Johnson, who is inconsistent and always injured. So even when he's gone, you've still got Robert Woods there on the other side. What about you, Scott?
I'm a bit upset now because I was going to drop a bombshell here and maybe have the first trade of the mock draft.
I've looked you to it.
Great minds do think alike, except we're slightly off. I think that Detroit is going to trade up to number six and grab Mike Evans.
Ah, there you go.
I think they'll leapfrog Tampa, obviously, and moving back from 6 to 10, much the same as 6 to 9 would be with Buffalo. That's not a massive loss for Atlanta. I think that Atlanta can still get the guy they're looking for at 10. And Detroit taking Mike Evans.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that too. Atlanta will trade down, and we'll get to that later, but they'll still get a guy that they rate. So.
Lions and Bills.
Yeah.
They're going to be battling it off.
Well, that's all the rumours are going around, but then again, what is smokescreen and what is, truth? With pick seven now that Mike Evans is gone, just about every mock has Mike Evans gone to Tampa Bay.
He's going there for me.
Going there for you.
I didn't have any psycho trades like you guys.
No. Well, it makes sense. Evans and Vincent Jackson, you form a sort of a Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey type scenario.
Yeah.
But I have them taking Jake Matthews. He's there now. The fall ends, and whoever their quarterback is, he's going to have some protection now. What about you, Scott?
I'm going to throw another curveball in here. I've got another trade, actually. Second trade in a row.
Yeah.
And I think there is a certain team sitting in the teens who is looking at the teams in front of them and thinking, if we want Aaron Donald, we're going to have to trade up. We're going to have to trade up big.
Yep.
And pick seven is going to be that. And that team's going to be Dallas.
Yep.
I've got Dallas taking Aaron Donald with a trade into number seven.
Wow. So Tampa trade back to 16, is it? Yep.
That'd be correct.
Yep, okay, wow. All right, we'll kick us off again with the next pick, Minnesota at 8.
Well, I've not got a trade here.
But I'm shocked.
That's the first bombshell of the draft.
I've not really been sold on this idea that Minnesota should take a quarterback at number 8.
Yep.
But in saying that, I've literally got all the quarterbacks remaining on my big board, and I'm going to go with Johnny Manziel.
To the Vikings?
To the Vikings.
Wow. That would be quite the offense with Manziel and Cordell Patterson and Adrian Peterson.
Scott's just after the storylines. He
wants those storylines.
He wants the storyline.
I love a good storyline.
Yeah. I have Minnesota also taking a quarterback, but his name is Blake Bortles. And he's my second favourite quarterback in the draft. He was my favourite, but after all the Bridgewater hate, I sort of feel protected now. I really want him to do well. So I think Bortles is definitely an upgrade over Ponder. He's just terrible. His missus has more talent than him. Great reporter. So that was a bit low blow, but anyway, we'll move on.
I don't have a quarterback. Don't have a quarterback.
Wow.
I have CJ Mosley going to the Vikings.
Yep.
I mean, I was kind of, when I was doing this, I thought, you know, Bortles to the Vikings. So I was like, it makes sense. They need a quarterback. But I still think they can get a decent quarterback, even though Peterson's begging for it. He's begging.
I'm sick of seeing Peterson have 10 men in the box.
Oh, no, it's tough.
He's killing fantasy as well.
But then again, yeah, I think that will take CJ Mosley. I think that'll...
All right, pick number 9. You don't have a trade, so you go first. Because we've traded it. I've traded out of that.
Bills aren't there for you.
No.
I have Eric Ebron. I think he suits what they need. I mean, it's self-explanatory to me.
Scott Chandler's their starting tight end at the moment. He's a number 2 at best. Mine is the result of the Atlanta trade. Atlanta still land Taylor Lewan. So they still get one of the elite tackles. They were going to miss out on the pass rushers anyway, so they've traded down, gathered picks, and they have, you know, more weapons later in the draft that they can fix up the holes. What about you, Scott?
I'm going to go with a pick that I probably will regret later on, but I just think it's the right one, and I know I'd like this guy to slide all the way down to 22 to my favourite team, the Eagles, but I'm going to go with Barr out of UCLA, moving from sunny California all the way over to the snowy plains of Western New York.
Yep, okay. Great pass rusher. So, you know, they have Mario Williams there. That's a pretty good pairing. Pick 10. I have a trade. So I might go last.
All right, I'll go. I think Anthony Barr will fall to 10th. I think he'll just one more down from Scott's.
Yep.
I think Lions need someone like that.
Yep.
And, I mean, he fits it great.
Yep. Yours was a trade as well, wasn't it? This is the result of an earlier trade?
This is a result of the trade, so this is now Atlanta's pick. And like I said with the trade in the first place, I think that Atlanta can afford to trade back to 10 and get the guy they want. I think that if Jake Matthews was on the board at number 6 for them, they would have stayed put and grabbed Matthews. But I think Taylor Lewan's going to be there at 10.
Yep.
And thus, they'll take Lewan here.
Yep. I have, similar to your trade... with Dallas, I have Chicago trading up to 10, leapfrogging the Giants to take Aaron Donald. And so the Lions will move back to 14. I just think Aaron Donald's too good to miss, and the Bears need to bring back that tough defense that won them playoff games many years ago.
They definitely need to fill that hole, so that's a good
point. And it'll allow their Lamar Houston to play defensive end as well, which I think is a better fit for him. With pick 11, I have the Titans taking Anthony Barr. I think that's one pick I haven't changed in months. I think I've locked that in. A lot of people have corner, but Barr at 11, you can't pass up talent like that.
If he's there, take him.
Yep.
But
whether he's there or not, yeah, exactly. Who have you got?
I've got the corner. I've got Gilbert.
Gilbert?
Ever since Colton Finnegan left, they've kind of been...
Yeah, and then Altron Werner's gone as well.
Yeah.
Scott,
last time I had this pick, and we'll talk about this a bit later on, I went and picked Blake Bortles.
That's right.
Blake Bortles happens to still be on the board, but I'm not going to pick him again. Okay. I'm going to follow Woot here, and I reckon Gilbert is the guy here. They need to replace Werner. I think he's the best corner on the board. I think Denard might come off as well. I know you, Josh, why like other guys, but I think Gilbert.
Yep, absolutely. I can't coach speed, and he has plenty of it. Pick 12 with the Giants. I had Ebron there for a while, but the rumours and murmurs around is they want a lineman, and I think Zach Martin's going to be the guy there. Can play both tackle and guard, and look, Eli was throwing on his back way too much last year, so they need to protect him.
I'm going with a lineman too, but Jake Matthews has slid all the way down to 12th on my board.
That's pretty shocking.
I mean, Greg Robinson's getting all the press. He's the, you know, ultimate lineman. Taylor Lewan's stock is skyrocketing. So I think Matthews has fallen all the way to 12th, and I mean, Giants can't pass up that opportunity. So Jake Matthews for me.
Yep. Scott?
I'm swinging another trade here, boys.
Yep.
There's a team at number 30. Who's got a whole stockpile of draft picks, so you know that Sam Fran is going to swing a trade at some point.
Yep.
Because I have the ability to. And I think just because you've got the three big tackles taken off the board at 12, I don't think that number 12 is a good spot for Martin to come off the board. I think that's a reach. So I've got Sam Fran trading up ahead of a couple of other teams that need a safety and grabbing Pryor out of Louisville.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's pretty good, though. I like that.
I do.
Yeah, I have San Fran making a trade, but later on, so a bit of suspense building for that one.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to blow your mind. St. Louis Rams at 13. Keep going, Scott, you're on a roll.
Well, one safety's already been taken. St. Louis, they've grabbed their tackle to protect Bradford. I know it's going to be enticing to grab a quarterback here. I know there's been a lot of talk about grabbing a quarterback to potentially back up or even take over from Bradford, but they really need some help in the secondary, I think, especially playing against Seattle and Arizona and San Fran. So I'm going to take Clinton Dix.
I have that exact same pick. Fills a need, and in my opinion, he's the best safety in the draft.
I have a safety, but I went Pryor.
You went Pryor.
I went Pryor.
Yeah.
I think Ha-Ha's.
Yeah, great name.
Ha-Ha's stock is sliding slightly, even
just a little bit.
It's kind of a toss up, really. Now,
yeah, we'll get to the Clinton Dix prior argument later on in the show. 14, Josh.
Like you, but yeah. Donald just kept falling to the Bears. That was good for me.
Yep,
they had to fill that hole, and they did.
Well, mine was the result of the trade earlier, and I had Detroit taking Justin Gilbert, who has been mocked at 10. So eventually, they get the guy they would have taken at 10. And they've gathered more picks. Scott?
I'm swinging another trade here, boys. I love my trades. I'm thinking that we've been speaking for the last few months that Zach Martin's going to be there at number 19 for Miami to take.
Yep.
The last few weeks, Martin's been coming off well before 19. So I think that Miami, who, I mean, we don't need to publicise how much they need an offensive line.
Yep.
And I think that Miami's going to see that Martin's still sitting there, and there are teams that might take him before they get their pick at 19. So they're going to trade up to number 14.
Yep.
Grab Zach Martin here.
Oh, wow. Okay. I can't wait for a trade. I can't wait for a pick with Scott that doesn't involve a trade.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it. 15, Pittsburgh Steelers. I have them taking my favorite corner in the draft, Kyle Fuller out of Virginia Tech. Just a great cover guy, and he's a priority. Pittsburgh. Some Pittsburgh players have actually come out and said that they expect Pittsburgh to take a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Even though I think they need a corner.
Yep.
I think they just, besides Antonio Brown, they need someone to throw the ball to.
Oh, absolutely.
And, I mean, I know the Jets are going to be wanting Beckham Jr. to fall to them.
Yep.
But I think Odell will be picked up by the Steelers.
I think he'll look pretty good in the Steelers uniform, actually.
I think the Steelers uniform looks pretty good on most people.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Scotty?
I'm going to go cornerback too. They really need a cornerback. They probably need a safety too, but with the top two safeties off the board, DeQuist Denard's still sitting there, so give me Denard for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, cool. All right, pick 16 with Dallas. Josh.
Bar has slid down for me.
Josh, by the way, has written there at 16. Not Cowboys. So typical Philly fan.
Could I just say, I did not even remember typing that. That just came
Why
out.
Why do you have Bar if he's gone at 10?
Oh, God.
What have you done?
I don't know. Wait, no, this is when I was... See, this is when I was...
Oh, you're going to do a trade.
I was doing a trade before.
Come back to it. I have a big shock here. I have Dominic Easley going 16th overall.
Ooh.
I think Cowboys take a punt on this guy. He could easily be in the top 10 if he didn't have his ACL injuries. He's had both ACLs done. And but I think they need something, a guy there, and take a risk, because that defensive line has just got nothing at the moment. And he's a big dude that could, if he lives up to that top 10 expectation, could be possibly the steal of the draft.
Yeah.
I've got Tampa Bay sitting here as a result of the trade with Dallas.
Yep.
They obviously missed out on Mike Evans because of a trade with Detroit and Atlanta. But they do need a wide receiver or a tight end.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm in a receiver here. There's probably not too many guys I would trade or have at 16 as a wide receiver. So Eric Ebron definitely slots in very well at number 16 for Tampa Bay.
Yep, no worries. Woot's having some technical difficulties. He's hitting undo like 100 times.
Undo, redo to see what's going on here.
But nothing's really coming up. I'm just trying to look at my big board to see what... what player you're missing.
What player did I select for the Lions before? It was Bar, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You had Bar.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know what's going on.
Who knows?
See, because look, it's gone back now.
Yeah, it's gone back to Gilbert, and then...
All right, let's rewind.
You're going to rewind?
I'm rewinding and going back in time. I had Gilbert to the Lions.
Yep.
And not Bar. Okay. I had Anthony Bar sliding down to... the bloody Cowboys.
Yeah.
But I still had a corner going to Titans in Fuller.
Yeah.
All right.
So you have Fuller now taking...
I had Fuller going to the Titans instead of Gilbert.
All right,
I had
so Gilbert's. Backtrack, I remember that.
All right, remember that, guys.
Jesus, man, you had one job.
I had one job. And
honestly, man.
I'm blaming Max.
Yeah. All right. Where are we up to now? 17. The Ravens. Josh.
I just have Ha-Ha here.
Ha-Ha?
Ha-Ha.
No joke?
No joke.
Yeah.
He's the real deal.
He's the real deal. Scott?
I'm gonna take a pick, which we'll probably discuss a little bit later on. That number three wide receiver to come off the board, I think is going to be a talking point. And for me, I reckon Baltimore is going to be the team that takes the third receiver.
Yep.
I know you like Beckham.
Yep.
And I know there's a couple of other people out there that like certain guys, but... Marquise Lee is coming off as number three for me.
Ooh, okay. I have a trade. I have San Francisco trading up with Baltimore, and they're going to take Odell Beckham Jr. to give that passing game just a mountain of weapons now. You have Beckham Jr., Crabtree, and Vernon Davis. So good luck, NFC West.
Yeah, I know.
That one.
That team, it looks like a nightmare.
I know they have secondary issues, but with the mountain of picks they have, they can address that in the later round. And look, that number three receiver was just sitting there.
Yeah.
So why not trade up and get him?
Mm-hmm.
And it leapfrogs the Jets, which makes me laugh.
Sorry, what did you say?
Leapfrogs the Jets. Makes me laugh a little bit.
Ouch.
Pick 18, Scott. Who have you got?
Believe it or not, guys, I've got a trade.
Oh, wow.
This is ridiculous.
I'm shocked.
Which is not going to make the New York Jets fans happy, because I've got them trading out of the first round completely, because I think there's going to be a team that sees both Bortles and Bridgewater still on board.
Yep.
And trades up number 18. I think that Houston is going to bite here and grab Blake Bortles.
Wow.
Wow.
I like that, though.
So do I. I think that's... imagine Texans getting Bortles and Clowney when they think they had to decide.
It's not even fair. No. Like, as a Colts fan, I hate that. But as a draft guy, I like the move.
It makes me feel good, Scott. That makes me feel good.
I had Jets taking Dennard. Look, they've just missed out on Beckham Jr. And look, Rex Ryan tried so hard to get a corner in free agency and just failed every time. So this time he has to select a guy that has to come and play for the Jets. So he's picking Dennard.
I'm picking a receiver. I think they need someone to throw it to. I mean,
apart from Decker.
Apart from Decker. I mean, they can't, you know, throw everything to Decker. So, I mean, with Vic coming in, who I think will win the starting job, I think...
That's not going to happen, but anyway.
No? All right. Vic will win the starting job. Bold prediction. Yeah, I think he'll be looking for someone similar to Deshaun, and Brandon Cooks fits that for me.
Brandon Cooks.
Yep.
Pick 19. We have the Miami Dolphins. You had a trade before, didn't you, involving the Dolphins, Scott?
I did. So this would be Chicago's spot. Very similar to you boys, knowing that Chicago really needs some help in the middle of that defensive line. There are a couple of guys now that Aaron Donald's obviously not on the board. Nicks, I thought about taking. Jernigan out of Florida State, I thought about taking.
That's what I thought
was going to go. But I'm going to swing a little bit of surprise and take Rashid Hageman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a very versatile guy as well.
Yep.
So they could do a lot of things with Houston and him together.
Yeah,
I have the Dolphins. I know they really need offensive line help, and they've missed out on the elite guys there. So I think they could probably take a guard in the second round. So I think they will take a guy that sort of slid down, who could be a top, 10 to 12 talent, and they take CJ Mosley, inside linebacker. So beef up their linebacking core.
This is the only one that I don't think I've ever changed.
Yep.
Zach Martin going to the Dolphins.
Yep.
And like Scott said before, no one needs to tell everyone why they need that they need an offensive lineman. And
that's it.
Great.
Pick 20. We have the Arizona Cardinals. If you have a quarterback, I'm going to punch you square in the face. Bruce Arians has said time and time again he's not taking a quarterback unless he's playing me a fool. I think he's a straight up guy, and I think for that reason, I have the Cardinals taking Eric Ebron.
Ooh, okay. Yeah,
sort of slid down, and look, you can't really name the Cardinals tight end that's relevant. Rob Housler is a guy, but I don't think he's a top 20 in the league type of guy. So with Ebron, you've got Fitzgerald now, and gives Palmer a bit more weapons. I'd rather Palmer with Ebron than Eric Carr with Derek Carr with Housler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Quarterback explosion. If Bortles is still there, I think match made in heaven.
Yeah.
I can't. Then it's like, do you pass?
I can see like if of all the quarterbacks that would go there, I think Bortles or Carr would probably be the one, but Bortles is sort of like a mini, like, sort of has Andrew Luck qualities about him, so I think Bruce Arians might like that in his offense.
See that?
So I can see that. See, that's why, but
that's
I don't
why
know.
That's why I put him in 96 size font.
Thanks, mate. what about you, Scott?
I've got them taking someone who's going to be able to help their quarterback, protecting them a little bit. Cyrus Quanjo, I think. I definitely do think he's a first-round pick. I know there's some people who think he's a second, but I think that at number 20, Quanjo's a solid pick.
Yeah. Well, after seeing a guy that I'm going to talk about later destroy him on game footage, I think Cyrus will go in the second round.
Cyrus?
Yeah. I can't even say his last name, so I'm just going to call him Cyrus.
Was it Quanjo, Scott?
Quanjo.
Quanjo. Because I was trying to pronounce it when I was typing it in, and I was like, Quanjo?
It's one of those names. It's sort of like a Jarius Bird.
Yes.
If you listen to our Around the League podcast, they...
Jarius Bird.
Yeah. They they discussed how to pronounce that for a good 20 minutes. Pick 21 now. Green Bay Packers.
I've got Shazier.
I have that as well.
Yeah?
Yep. I think that's a good guy. His stock's sort of starting to rise as well. That's a good fit.
Yep.
Scott?
I'm on the same wavelength as you guys. I'm looking at this pick. I'm seeing both Shazier and Mosley still on the board.
Yep.
And if I was going to choose between the two, I would take Mosley.
Yep.
I just think he's... probably the better prospect, obviously coming out of a much better system from Alabama.
Yep.
Not Ohio State's any worse, but I'm going to take Mosley here.
Yeah, please don't annoy Ohio State fans. That would you know.
Well, I've got very good friends and business partners who are Ohio State alum, so yeah. I definitely got a soft spot for them. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's all right. That's good. Now, pick 22. Should I let you boys go first, being the Eagles fans?
All right, go, Scott. You can go.
Josh, Wood, you can go first because I've got some surprises up my sleeve.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Even though I think I'd like to see him trade out of the first round,
yeah.
Dennard's still there. And yeah. At one stage, you know, it was kind of a toss-up between him and Justin Gilbert for yeah. who the number one corner was. And yeah. I mean, even though Eagles have so many problems, yeah. I mean, they, even though wide receiver's not exactly a problem, they need to find a replacement for Deshaun.
Yeah.
They need to find a pass rush of some description.
Yep. Yeah.
But if Dennard's still there, I like Dennard.
You like Dennard? All right, well, I'll break up the Philly love and sort of just push my ideas in between the Philly sandwich. And I'll pick a guy. You guys might be happy with this. I had Calvin Pryor falling all the way to 22.
Definitely would take that.
Yeah, and I think that's a great fit. And I think you boys prefer him over Dix, so, you know, you're welcome.
Clinton Dix. Let's just clarify that. We prefer him over Clinton Dix.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was intentional.
But we do like Pryor over Dix.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Scott, give us your probably trade coming.
Well, it is a probably trade.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've already had one team trade in from the second round to grab their quarterback.
Yep.
And I think that at this point, there might be a few teams, especially one at pick 26, yep. who's aiming to get a quarterback but fears that Jacksonville might.
Yep. Hello?
We've lost Scotty.
Oh, the suspense.
We were going so well.
We're on Skype, so let's have a look. You there, man?
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know. Just cut out.
We lost you.
We lost you. The suspense for the Philly pick.
It was...
You don't like my pick.
Philadelphia are going to pick, and you left.
Oh, well, so... I think the wavelength you're going here was Cleveland were going to try and stop another team beating them at 26. Am I right?
That was correct.
Yes.
And so they'll trade up to number 22. Teddy Bridgewater's still on the board.
Yep.
And so I've got Cleveland trading to 22 and grabbing Teddy Bridgewater.
Not a bad move. And you had them taking Watkins earlier. So to
and
land...
If you put Bridgewater and Watkins and Josh Gordon, and I know Ben Tate... Injury prone, but still, that's a very, yeah. very
and don't forget Jordan Cameron as well. That's Cameron a well. Pretty good offense.
That's something for the Browns fans to be excited about.
Yeah, and if they end up taking those two, the Browns are already my like sort of my second team. Yeah. If they can land those, that I'll be watching a lot more Browns games. Yeah, we'll move on to Kansas City now. This is a toss up between an offensive lineman and a receiver because they lost three quarters of their offensive line during free agency, but I have them taking Brandon Cooks. He's sort of like a Deshaun clone, yeah. And who's coaching Kansas City? Andy Reid.
I like it how everyone that's used to throwing it to Deshaun is now, we're trying to find someone, yeah. We're trying to put Cooks to them.
Yeah, so it wasn't, I tried to do that, it just, that's just the way it fell. I couldn't see Cooks going before Odell Beckham, so Cooks is there at 23 and they'll take him.
I've got a receiver too, but I have Marquise Lee. I don't think he goes to Baltimore. I think Baltimore drafts Clinton Dix when he's there, and yeah. I think Marquise Lee falls to Chiefs. Yeah.
What about you, Scott?
Odell Beckham Jr. still sitting there, and I think the Kansas City will just run up to the stage and draft Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah. pick 24, we have the Bengals. Wooten.
Actually... I lie. When I said that Dolphins and Martin was the only yeah. one, I think I've been putting Roby at the Bengals my entire draft. I yeah. don't think I've ever changed that. So I'm sticking with Roby.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah.
I have a trade. I have Cincinnati trading back into the second round. And Jacksonville will trade up and take Teddy Bridgewater. And look. They have plenty of holes, but I think they feel their biggest one here, and they have a lot of picks, so works out well. And Cincinnati will trade back into the second round, and they can still take a corner, maybe Pierre Desir or Stanley Jean Baptiste in the second round, early second round with Jacksonville's pick at 38. What have you got, Scott?
I've got Roby as well. I think that's an obvious pick, in-state pick. People in Cincinnati are going to love him. So.
Yeah, it makes sense. The Chargers. While we're talking about Roby, I've taken Roby to the Chargers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, well, I was thinking about a corner too. I had Barrett here for a long time.
Yep.
But Louis Nix? Louis Nix?
Louis.
Louis Nix? Yeah, I think that is a good fit for them. I think, you know, it's going to finally solidify that defensive line. And
yeah. Just to clarify, you're taking Louis Nix the third, not Louis Nix the first.
Yeah, no.
Second.
He wasn't, they weren't there anymore.
The first, I just worry about his age just a little.
Yeah, and his technique is
in a bit of a decline.
Slow.
Yeah. Scott?
Cole Fuller still on the board here, and San Diego do need a cornerback. I think if Fuller did fall to 25, that might be a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
But he's going to, and he's going to go to San Diego.
That's a pretty good pick up there.
I think Chargers would run to the podium faster.
Yeah. Pick 26, we have the Colts, but they traded that for Trent Richardson. Boo. And I have them taking Cody Latimer. Remember, they took Johnny Manziel at pick 4, so they have a quarterback and a wide receiver to pair with Gordon.
I like that.
Yep.
Kwanjo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're not that high on him.
No, it's all right.
But, I do think, I mean, someone's got to protect Manziel.
Yep.
Manziel's going to be running around everywhere. Yep. And I think Kwanjo is going to be dealt that responsibility of protecting his...
Yeah. Pair him with... just went blank on his name. The left tackle for Cleveland, Scott.
The left tackle for Cleveland is Joe Thomas.
Pardon?
Joe Thomas.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. For some reason I was saying Staley then, but same first name. Yeah, just went completely blank. So that's a pretty good pairing there. He's one of the elite, probably one of the best in the game, Thomas. 27.
Oh, he's going to skip me, are we?
Oh, I forgot about that.
You can go, I guess.
This is my Philly pick, so I was very excited to make it.
Ooh. Oh, that's right.
The last few months, everyone's been talking safety or cornerback for the Eagles, and then the last month since we got rid of Deshaun, everyone's been talking wide receiver. I think both of those positions, we don't need people there as much as we just need depth.
Yep.
And I think that Ryan Shazier is going to come off the board here. I think Philly would love a guy like him. I'm going to show some Ohio State love and pick Shazier for the Eagles.
Not a bad choice. Thoughts on that, fellow Philly fan? You like that?
It's fine by me. Yeah. But I see him getting picked before earlier. Philly. Yeah. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
But you know, with all these trades in Scott's draft, you just can't predict it.
I wanna see
there's
all...
one more trade, so we're good.
I wanna see the drafts of his drafts. Yeah. I wanna see all these lines
the scribble on everywhere. Scribble yeah. And... yeah. New Orleans Saints. I found this one of the toughest to pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they have heaps of holes. It's just like, but who?
Yeah,
is...
I just went with a bit more depth. They've lost Lance Moore. Jimmy Graham is their only sort of target in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
Colson's getting on a little bit, so I have them taking Marquise Lee.
Okay, I've got them taking Jean Baptiste.
Oh, bit of a flyer there.
In
the first round.
Yes, I do. I think he's, I don't know, better system fit. I think.
Yep. Scott?
I'm going to go... it's probably not going to be a controversial pick. I reckon Dee Ford comes off the board here.
Yeah.
I know you guys having a chat about Dee Ford last week, and I think that New Orleans would be a fantastic fit for them, for Dee Ford. So,
yeah,
chuck him in there.
Ford's a bit funny. Like, after the Senior Bowl, and he rose up draft boards. He was going as high as 12 to the Titans, and then just slowly over the last month.
How fast did he drop?
It's just been dropping. I don't know if it's him dropping or other players rising.
Yeah. I mean, it went through the...
Six for both on that one?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, he went through the teens, and he was like, yeah, he could be drafted here. Kind of like Anthony Barr. Anthony Barr, kind of, it looked like he was going high,
well,
and went low.
Yeah, I've seen Barr drafted as low as 31.
Friday is going to be very interesting.
I can't remember a draft just so confusing in a long time.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Pick 28, Mr. Wooten.
Okay. They need receivers.
Panthers.
Panthers need receivers bad, right? But Moses, yeah. I think Cam needs protection, and that's like that was besides, you know, having no one to throw to, that was their biggest problem, and I still think that they can pick up receivers considering how deep it is.
Yep.
But I think Moses is a good fit here.
Moses is a good fit. What about you, Scott?
Likewise, I think they do need a wide receiver.
Yep.
Can you name a single wide receiver on the Carolina Panthers?
I can, only because I really like his name. Marvin McNutt.
He was a undrafted free agent to the Eagles, so I do know that name. But I'm going to pick a guy who has really been rising up the rankings of wide receivers, Cody Latimer out of Indiana.
Yep, nice pick. I have a trade. I think Panthers can trade back into the second round, early in the second round, pick up a tackle there, and then with their second round pick, grab a receiver, and that's their two needs done. And I have Oakland trading up to take Derek Carr. Bit of competition for Matt Sharp, and as I said, the Panthers, someone like Joel Bitonio, or maybe even Morgan Moses, or even Cyrus Kuenjau, would be there at 36 for them. So there's the fourth quarterback taken.
Ooh.
Drama.
Prop bets are going to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll be getting onto them shortly. New England Patriots. God, if anyone knows what Belichick's doing, write a book.
Yeah, you'll make millions.
You would. By the way, did you watch David Letterman?
I did.
Peyton Manning was on it, and he was saying, I don't know, he's about microphones on TV picking up his Omaha call, and he said, I don't like Bill Belichick hearing my calls. And then David Letterman says, it's okay, he already has his own camera equipment. I thought that was really funny. Anyway, I have them taking Rashid Hageman. I think he's a high upside guy, very versatile. Vince Wilfork's, you don't know what's going to happen this season. He doesn't seem happy there. I don't know what the drama is.
What happened there?
I don't know. He's my favourite Patriots player of all time. I really love Vince Wilfork. And I'm not sure what's going on there, but I think Hageman is a future replacement. And you can even play him at defensive end while Will Fork's still playing.
I have exactly the same thing for the same reasons, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Will Fork, I don't know what is going on there. He just came out and said,
He cleaned out his locker. Who knows? I got a feeling Scott's got a trade here.
I don't have a trade.
Oh, what?
I've got a pick that I think that will be a talking point. No more Hernandez, for obvious reasons. No more Gronk, but definitely a crippled Gronk. I think Seferian Jenkins will come off the board here. Which, I'd love to take a defensive tackle here for this same reasons you guys spoke through. But, ASJ for me.
ASJ. Alrighty. Pick 30. The 49ers.
Like we were discussing before, they have secondary trouble.
Yep.
And, I mean, Verrett has slid all the way down
to
number 30 for me, so I think it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yep, absolutely. Scott?
This is my New York Giants pick.
Yep, that's right.
The Giants, they do have plenty of holes. They did address pretty well in free agency.
Yep.
But I think that I see Coney Ealy on the board, and he just seems like a New York Giants kind of guy. And I think opposite JPP, he's going to be a very dangerous guy. And I'm hating this pick because he's going to have to play the Eagles twice a year, but I really do like that one.
Yeah, no worries. I have Baltimore picking here from the trade to San Francisco. And I have a guy sort of under the radar guy, but he's sort of flying up the boards. J'Wuan James. He's a tackle, and he plays on the right side from Tennessee. So they replaced Michael Orr and secured more picks. So I think it's a pretty successful first round for the Baltimore Ravens.
I like that.
Yeah. Denver Broncos.
I have picked Bitonio.
Yeah.
I think that's where the Broncos need to address. I mean, they don't have too many.
I picked a lineman as well.
Yeah.
Suafilo, as you
see. And I had Bitonio going to the Seahawks, but I just see the Broncos picking
up. I think those two are pretty interchangeable.
Yeah?
Yeah. But if you watch the Super Bowl, Manning was eaten alive. Yeah. So they need linemen. Scott?
I've got Jason Verrett. He's fallen all the way down here.
Yeah.
I know they did pick up Talib in the offseason, but they lost Bailey. They lost Rogers Cromartie.
Yeah.
Harris is obviously coming off an injury, so Verrett's going to slot in perfectly.
Yeah, I'd absolutely take a corner there if one of those top corners are there, but for me, all of them are gone, so that's not a bad selection. Seattle, the champions. What have you taken?
Xavier Filho.
Yeah.
So, like you said, interchangeable. I think it's very interchangeable right here.
Very interchangeable. I have them taking Kelvin Benjamin. I think they replaced Golden Tate with a big red zone guy, big receiver. It's not an immediate need, but he's someone there that has potential to explode.
They don't have that many needs. Like,
I know. That's why they could even trade back. They're sitting comfortable.
Yep.
Scott,
finish
yourself. Yeah, I'm on the same wavelength as you guys. They don't really have any needs. I was flirting with the idea of Kelvin Benjamin, but in my mind, in the Philly-Cleveland trade, I did give Philadelphia the third pick of the second round to use on Kelvin Benjamin. So I'm going to do a mock with my heart, not my head here. I'm going to take Morgan Moses to go on that offensive line for them.
Yeah, wow. That's all right. And I've just realised when you mentioned Verrett, I did not have him going at all. So I'd probably slot him to Denver now.
Ooh.
And then I might put Philo down to Seattle.
And you watch, we're going to change our mocks about 10, 20 times
before Friday. But anyway, these are the ones that are set in stone. So they're our mock drafts. We might try and sort of make a document to upload onto social media so everyone can have a look. But you know what? Why don't you just listen and...
Yeah.
As you're doing now, and just appreciate it. All right, well, we're going to go on to some prop bets here, the three of us. I'm going to see who ends up smashing it.
Okay.
So we've got 10 different bets. So we'll start off over-under, quarterbacks taken in the first round, and we've set the line at 3.5. Josh?
Even though I don't have over in mind, you guys have... made me think.
Yeah.
Especially you, I think. With the trade up, with the, you know, trading up for Bridgewater into the... I like that. I think there'll be four, so I'll go
over. You're going to go over?
Over.
All right, Scotty. He's gone. He's gone again. Yeah. All right, well, while we get Scott back up, I will... I'll go over. It's in my mock, so we'll stick with that. He's just... Where is he?
A little note from Scott there. Yeah. I've lost you.
He's lost without us. Scott.
I'm back.
Oh, wow. This is a bit of drama. It's good. We've just done the over-under on the quarterbacks taken. Me and Josh have both gone over.
The number is 4.5, is it?
3.5.
3.5. I'm going to go over. I know in my mock I only had 3 going, but obviously Carr's a chance to slot in there if the team trades back in. So I think over is a good bet.
I only had 2, and I still went over.
Yeah,
so.
And while we got you there, first round trades, we've set the line at 4.5. If you say under, I will be generally shocked.
Well, the last 5 years has been an average of 4 trades in the first round, and... going by my mock, it's clearly going to be over. So, going over.
Going over. I have exactly 4 trades, I think. So, it's tough. I'm going to go over as well.
Fine, I'll go under.
Oh, it's going to go against the grain here. Now, we've got over-under on players shown crying when they're on the phone or selected. I set the line at 10.5.
That's under for me.
Under for Woot?
These are men.
I don't know. There's some big babies in the group there. Scott?
I think that might be an under, but not by too much. I think there's going to be a few blubbering big boys, but just under. Maybe 8 or 9.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go against the grain. I think there's going to be 13 players crying. So 1/3, just about.
Wow.
So I'm going to go over. All right, over-under on Gruden, John Gruden, if you're watching on ESPN. You could probably interchange it with Mike Mayock for if you're watching on NFL Game Pass, saying, I really like this kid, or I really love this kid, or I love this pick. Something I love or like. We set the line at 19.5.
19.5. Yeah. Considering there's only 32 picks.
Yeah, but he says it a lot, so he set it pretty high.
Wow. 19 and a half.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Scott?
Well, I was lobbying that it should be 31 and a half.
Yeah.
No, look, John Gruden does love a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with over.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Put me over too.
Alright, well, I'm gonna go against the grain. Maybe he's toned back this year. I'll say under. Alright. Over, under, wide receivers taken in the first round.
Over.
Over 5.5?
Over 5.5.
Yep.
Yeah, this is very similar to my quarterback picks. I have under on my mock draft, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised because of the depth and a lot of teams would be loving to get their hands on one of the wide receivers. I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go under. I think there'll be a lot taken at the top of the second because a lot of teams that are trading back for quarterback need a receiver or a lineman, and I think they'll take them there. Will a running back be taken? Yes or no? In the whole draft. All undrafted free agents. In the first round.
Definite no for me.
No? I've got no as well.
Yeah, I think the trend is leaning towards the running backs around the second, third. I mean, you have a look at Eddie Lacy last year.
Yeah.
You know, he was the best running back coming out, and he was a second rounder. So I'm going to go no.
Well, you just look at the history, like Zach Stacey was fifth round. I think Alfred Morris, fifth round. I think
people have learned their lesson from the Trent Richardson thing too.
I think the spread offense has sort of devalued the running back position a bit, especially in draft. All right.
I don't think the running back is an immediate need for any of the teams.
No, not necessarily. Over, under, that the Clowney hit is shown or mentioned. We've set the line at 3.5.
Well, how many times has hit?
Yeah, that hit on Michigan's Vincent Smith.
Well, I think they'll show it 3 times every time they show it, so I think it'll be over.
You think over? No, well, the footage classifies as once, even if they show the hit.
Okay, so wait, if they show it, it's like, and they show you it hit 3 times, is that only once?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the video, like, they're like, they bring it up on the screen.
Ah, alright, let's...
You said 3 times, so...
No, yeah.
You're going to go under.
I'll say over.
I'll go under. My dog's got
I'm going to go over purely because they're going to show it during the intro to the entire
thing. That's what I thought.
When you get to pick. They're going to show it when they're recapping it halfway through the draft. Over.
Over?
It's the biggest hit in the last 10 years of college football.
Yeah, yes. True. All right, you won me over. I'm going to go back to over.
The guy's head comes off.
Yeah, I know, pretty much. Didn't help that he had a sword and just spiked it on top of it afterwards. Over or under on the number of bow ties worn by prospects? 3.5 is the line.
I love me a bow tie and I want to see plenty of them. I'm going to take over.
Can you take over?
There's also another tie prop bet you're going to do next, are you?
Yeah, we are. That's bolo ties, made famous by Philip Rivers. I set the line at 0.5. What do you reckon, Scott?
I think there's going to be at least one white offensive lineman from one of the southern states that's going to jump up and wear a bolo tie. Ooh. So give me the over on that one, just for a bit of fun.
I'm not sure if that's racist or stereotype. But yeah, I see the reasoning behind it. So he's going to go over. I've got under... on the bolo tie, and I've got over on the bow tie.
That's the same as me.
Same as you?
Yeah.
All right, and the last one is number of thick-rimmed, which I put in brackets, hipster glasses worn by prospects. Over, under, 2.5.
I'll fly over.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is the trend.
Yeah.
It's the trend.
I think Von Miller made it quite famous when he wore it, but he's actually blind, pretty much. And then Ezekiel Ansah actually had 3D glasses on with no lenses.
That was hilarious. Oh. Just 3D glasses.
They are massive guys, but we got to remember, these guys are kids. Yeah. So they're in with the fashion. So I'm going to go under. I think they're going to break the trend.
Break the trend.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Scott?
I'll try not to be racist on this one, guys.
No, please don't.
No, I think the trend's
going to
get bucked. I'm going under. I think
that fade's
gone.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so that's that one dead and buried. And we're going to go to some player v. player now. So this is when players will be drafted before. So you're saying who will be drafted first. The first one we have is Manziel v. Blake Bortles. What do you reckon?
I'm a Manziel fan.
We know that.
yes, Manziel. Manziel for me.
All right, Scotty?
I think that Manziel's got too much of a seat-filling prospect to him that teams will definitely look to him before they look to Bortles. So I'm going to go with Manziel.
Yeah, we'll make that a trifecta. As much as I prefer Bortles, I think Manziel will go first. Next one is Kyle Fuller versus Justin Gilbert versus Darqueze Dennard. Which one will be taken first?
I think you could flip a coin on this one, but I still do like Gilbert as the number one cornerback in this draft.
Despite my mock having Gilbert going first, I'm going to throw a stab in the dark and I'm going to go Fuller. I really like him. He's a pretty good player.
No, I have to still go Gilbert. I think Gilbert kind of separated himself a little bit after the
Combine.
Yeah.
Three, this is the safeties. Clinton Dix versus Calvin Pryor.
I reckon this is the biggest flip of the coin. This could go either way.
Oh, I'm going to put down Clinton Dix from the bat. I think he's the best cover safety in the draft.
I'll go Pryor with this one.
Yep.
I think people are just,
Yep, no worries. And Scott?
I'm going to go, just to help out the Alabama fans, if Alabama have a top 10 pick in this year's draft, it'll actually be their sixth consecutive year with a top
10 draft pick,
which will equal USC's record. So I'm just going to be a romantic and say that it'll be Clinton Dix.
Such a romantic, mate. Wide receivers here. So we're going to go, who's going to be the third one off the board? Because we know it'll be Evans and Watkins will be number two and number one. So we've got Marquise Lee, Brandon Cooks, Kelvin Benjamin, and Beckham Jr. May as well add Latimer in there as well.
Ooh.
What do you reckon? When we'll decide on this, I'll speak to Scott, and I wanted to make it the fourth wide receiver off the board because I think Beckham Jr. is the number three wide receiver in the draft, and he will be the third wide receiver taken in the draft.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, it was kind of... they're all confusing. I mean, it's kind of just on team's preference and how they view it fitting in.
It depends on what team's up and who's on their big board, I guess.
But I think Beckham has shown that he's kind of a more of a complete package.
Yep. Scott?
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to team need as well. I mean, ultimately, Watkins and Evans are playmakers and they'll come off one and two. But it depends on if there's a team that wants a small, speedy guy, they're going to take Cooks. If they want a tall guy, they're going to take Benjamin. So... it's a flip of a coin about who it's going to be. I'm going to stick with Marquise Lee, though.
Yep. All right. The tackles. He'll be the second taken off the board. We're assuming Robinson will go number one. Taylor Lewan or Jake Matthews? I've got Matthews, I think. I can't remember now in my mock.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. Yep. I'll take Matthews.
I have Lewan.
You have Lewan. And Scott?
I'm going to take Matthews. I would even say that Matthews might even push and be the first tackle taken off the board.
Yeah, it's been mocked to some. I know Charles Davis on NFL.com's adamant that Matthews will be taken before Robinson. So, who knows? Linebackers now. We've got CJ Mosley, Anthony Barr, and Ryan Shazier.
For me, it's between Mosley and Barr. I think I'll still go Mosley. I mean, Mosley... went 8th in my mock draft, so I think,
I'll lock in Barr. He's been to the Titans at 11 for months, so I'll stick with that.
Okay.
Yeah. And Scott?
Yeah, I think the only way that Mosley could go ahead of Barr is if teams look at Barr and sort of think he does need a bit more time playing the position.
Yep.
Considering he's a converted running back, but I'm going to go with Barr still.
Yep. All right. Quarterback now. Who gets taken higher? Derek Carr or Teddy Bridgewater?
I'm going?
Yep.
I think Bridgewater still gets picked. I think, for how long was he the overall number one pick?
Yeah.
I still think that's in the back of people's minds.
Yeah, absolutely. I will second that. And I love him. And look, he just bought his mum a nice pink Cadillac Escalade today. So what a nice guy.
Oh my God. Did you see it?
Yeah, pretty cool. Scott.
Yeah, make that 3 from 3. I reckon Bridgewater is definitely going to come off the ball before Carr does.
Yep, you got Bridgewater. All right, now this is more of a out of position one. We've got Aaron Donald versus Anthony Barr. Who gets drafted first?
Ooh.
Tough.
It is. Yeah. I'll go Donald.
You go Donald?
I'll go Aaron Donald.
Yeah. I will also lock in Aaron Donald. I think a trade up just in front. One pick before.
Scott?
Yeah, I've got Donald going in my mock draft ahead of Barr. Barr is seemingly falling a lot of people's mock drafts, and Donald seems to be climbing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna go Donald.
Yep. No, it's a trifecta. All right. This is probably sort of like a Jacksonville pick. Is it Watkins or Mac? So, who gets drafted first, Watkins or Mac? This might be the toughest of them all, I think.
I mean, I had Watkins. I'm going to stick with it.
Yep. I had Mac, so I'm going to stick with that. And Scott?
I'm going to go with Watkins purely because I think Watkins is still a chance to go number two, whereas I don't think St. Louis would consider Mac, so I'm going to go Watkins.
Yep, absolutely. And then the last one we've got, Eric Ebron versus Beckham Jr. Who goes first?
Ebron for me.
Ebron?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, he's by himself as the number one tight end.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone else comes close.
Less competition. I have Beckham Jr. I think there's rumours teams are trading up to get him as high as 13 or 14. So, but then again, you've seen Ebron go 10. But I just got a feeling he slides. Other needs pressing before tight end.
Ebron's number 9 for me.
There you go. Scott?
Yeah, I think the only way that Ebron slips further down than Beckham is just the fact that teams might look at the fact that the tight end position isn't really a priority.
Yeah.
But as you said, he's a standalone tight end, so take Ebron.
Yep. All right, that does our sort of our wager wall stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've drawn up the table there, and we'll compare and go through the results next week. And look, to wrap it up, we'll go through some bold predictions, and we'll do one Bruce Irvin, which is a guy that's sort of unexpected. Bruce Irvin was taken quite high 2 years ago and shocked everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of going to be a guy who's picked maybe 10 or 15 picks higher in the first round, or a guy with a second, late second or third round grade, and he's taken in the first round. So I have a guy, he's a center. I just think maybe if there's a run of tackles and people still need linemen like Denver or Seattle and New Orleans need defensive line, Weston Rickberg.
I think the Saints could look at Weston Rickberg.
Yeah, so he's my Bruce Irvin. I think it's going to be similar to sort of Justin Pugh and Kyle Long last year. So he's my Bruce Irvin.
I don't even have one. I think it's going to be more of a...
Well, you had Jean Baptiste going in the first round.
You think Jean Baptiste is...
I think that's Irvin-like.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen him fall to the Colts in mocks at 59.
Oh, all right. Then you can I'm saying Jean.
Jean?
He's French.
Jean? We're Australian, so...
Jean Baptiste?
Not French. And Scott, give us your Irvin.
I'm not going to go one of the surprises I had in my mock draft. I'm going to go with Deion Buchanan.
I love that.
Maybe you should have said that. We picked that last week.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm a big Deion Buchanan fan.
To Green Bay, was it? You think?
I think if anywhere, if San Fran stayed in number 30, I think that he'd be a perfect pick at number 30 for San Francisco.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Two bold predictions now. So, Scott, you rattle yours off first.
Both of them?
Yep.
I reckon by the end of the entire draft, we're going to walk away with at least two legitimate QB controversies. And I don't sort of mean, you know, a Bortles over Schaub sort of thing. I'm talking a concrete starter fearing for his job, at least in two teams.
So just like, for example, I don't think this is going to happen, but you mean like just say the Cowboys drafting Manziel?
Exactly right. I think there's going to be someone who has a quarterback that, you know, Foles even might be that sort of guy.
Exactly.
There's rumours around Bridgewater to Cincinnati as well.
That'd be another perfect example. Everyone sort of looks at Dalton. He's led them to the playoffs the last few years. Yep. But,
and then he fails.
And he fails. So I think there's definitely going to be at least two teams.
Jeez, this is a good bold prediction. I like this one.
What about controversy?
I mean, I don't know if it's just a smokescreen, but there's been so much talk about Sam Bradford and the Rams' interest in Johnny Manziel and a quarterback for, at the number two spot.
I think that's a giant smokescreen.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they legitimately have interest considering... I mean, you couldn't blame them because Bradford, I know he's been hurt and he's had a dodgy
team. Was good until he got hurt last year. 14 touchdowns and 4 interceptions before he got hurt last year.
That was good.
I think Bradford's better than any quarterback in this draft.
I you know what? I could see the Rams parting ways with him and trading him off to the Vikings or someone like that.
Is that one of your bold predictions?
Oh, that's,
all right, well, you've done one. Scott's done one. I'll do one. I reckon Coney Ealy goes late in the second round. Yeah. So in the bottom half of the second round. I think he slides all the way down to the second round. I don't know why. Watch tape. I prefer other guys. I just think teams sort of passing on sort of need and he just sort of slips. Sort of like a Geno Smith last year.
Yeah.
Scott, give us your second prediction.
I'm going to channel the NBA a little bit here. We see this quite often with trades in the NBA draft. I reckon even after Houston selected Jadeveon Clowney at number one, multiple teams will still explore a trade.
Yeah.
Try and grab Clowney after that pick's been made.
Oh. So we can
see in the NBA.
Oh. You've got some.
Really... I wanted to ask that while I was here, because you don't see it happen.
Nah.
Is it, like, legal?
Yeah, no, it happened with Eli Manning.
Yeah, yeah, true, true.
And Philip Rivers. That's some really good bold predictions, Scott.
That was nice.
Bold predictions king right now. My one is Jets fans actually cheer on draft day. They boo normally. Look, they booed last year at Sheldon Richardson.
What are they complaining about? What
a start. I know. I think they'll be happy with their pick this year, whether it's Odell Beckham or DeKeys then. I think they'll actually be happy.
Unless they...
That's bold, because they boo everything.
Yeah, so, and you know, who knows what Jets do? Jets are a weird bunch.
That's exactly right.
I don't know. I've got two here that I'm trying to toss up between.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I don't think Jake Matthews is going to be in the top 10. I think he's going to slide out probably to the Giants where I had him in my draft. I think, yeah. Even though, you know, originally he was the top tackle and, you know, he had to protect Manziel, so. Yeah,
absolutely. Any more predictions before we move on, boys?
I just had, I mean, you guys had CJ Mosley late and I have him.
Top 10.
In the top 10, so I think that's pretty.
Yeah, I think, I have just this weird feeling Aaron Donald might go to top 5.
Crazy.
It's pretty bold.
When you look at the, like, when I look at, I had Clowney, Robinson, Watkins, Manziel, and Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And you find Aaron Donald fits in there somewhere.
I just see maybe at 5, Raiders trading out, someone trading up, maybe top 5, top 6, who knows. Scott?
Oh, I definitely can't see Donald going top 5.
Yeah. That's why it's bold.
With italics.
I've already been bold with the amount of trades I've tried to pull, and I've been bold with my last two picks, so I'm pretty happy with my efforts.
Pretty happy with that. All right, to wrap up the show, we're going to do a one Kiko Alonso. So a guy taken probably third round or later ends up being a stud. So in this draft, who is your Kiko Alonso, Scott?
I don't think that he will be around in the third round. I think he might even sneak into the second.
Yep.
Jeremiah Atatu.
Yes.
No, I think he's going to go.
He's going to be an amazing NFL
player. I think he might go top 40.
I think he'll be top of the second.
Bold prediction, he could go in the first. San Francisco with Aldon Smith sort of having issues, there's a replacement.
Yeah. In original mock drafts, like early mock drafts, they had Philly possibly drafting him, and I was stoked with that. But
yeah. I like that. He's definitely could be a guy taken later or not considered elite that could, you know, end up Defensive Player of the Year honors. I've got a really guy going late in the 5th round from Colorado State. His name's Shaquille Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
He's an outside linebacker / defensive end. If you watch his tape, actually, he's the guy that just continually beat Cyrus Kuhn-Jow.
Yeah.
When they played Alabama, he had a sack and a strip. And I just think he's an extremely versatile guy. I think he's heavily underrated because he plays from a small school. And I think whoever gets him in the 5th round, maybe the 4th round, I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised when he comes out of camp.
This Kiko pick, does it have to be an offensive lineman?
Pardon? Oh, we're doing the defense, but then we're going to do an offensive.
But I'm saying, does it have to be?
No, you can do a safety or a defensive.
Yeah, all right. Because I think, like, I'm high on Deion Buchanan.
Yeah.
I think he, you know, he could be picked in round number one. I could see him going up there.
Yeah.
I think he's, solid pick.
Really good pick. Yeah. Well, for a while there, Eric Reid from San Francisco last year was in Defensive Player of the Year honors. He sort of, back into the year, sort of slid down a bit while other players rose up above him. All right, we'll go to offensive now. So we're looking for a sort of a Alfred Morris or Keenan Allen style pick, a late round guy that could be a superstar.
Okay.
Scott?
Again, I'm going to go with a guy who could sneak up in the second. I wouldn't be surprised if he was still there. And it's a guy I've been watching all year, and I really do love him. He's got great genes. He's actually Jerry Rice's nephew, Jordan Matthews out of Vanderbilt.
Yeah, big guy.
Huge guy.
Yeah. I've seen him mock to us as well. I read a lot of mock drafts with the Colts because we don't have a first-round pick. So those guys around the 59th to 70 range I'm sort of always interested in. I've been watching a lot of footage, and I really like Matthews. He's a really good guy. I've got an even later round than the guy that I had before. I did an article for Ran Sports where I looked at potential undrafted players for the Colts, and wide receiver depth is a need, so I think but not immediate need, so I think they'll take it maybe 7th round or even undrafted guy. And there's a guy from Troy, Eric Thomas. If this draft wasn't so deep, he'd probably go in the 5th in a normal draft. He has an amazing fend, really good after the catch, actually pretty good blocker when he's sort of running out on the outside as well. So I think he could be a guy that could play a role for the Colts, and heavily underrated. So again, there's so many wide receivers in this draft. There'll be one that emerges that's just going to be an absolute steal and a bargain.
No, I don't know how to say his name or his last name anyway.
Yeah.
Colt Lyle?
Lyra?
Lyla?
Scott?
You know?
Well, I'm going to let you guys have this one.
No, all right. Thanks,
Yeah, I mean, he left Oregon for personal reasons, but if you ever watched his tape, the guy is a beast. And I mean, it's either going to be 7th round or he's going to go undrafted.
He's a Tyrone Mathieu type guy with his past, but has that upside.
And when there was kind of talk about, like, someone like the Patriots, he fits their way of things, and I think,
you think they could take a risk on him?
Yeah, or even someone like Philly, even though Philly's loaded.
Well, he is a Pac-12 guy.
Yep.
He
was. So we'll see what happens.
Before we finish up, that was we've already passed the hour mark. It's been a great show. We're going to upload on Twitter the Woot and Why bingo, drinking bingo game for the NFL draft.
Drink so responsibly.
We have plenty of spots on there, and we didn't make it traditional. We didn't have 5x5 or 7v7 board, so it's rows of 10. We had things like every time you hear the word high upside, you have a drink. Every time Gruden, says, I really like this guy, you have a drink. If they show Catherine Webb, AJ McCarron's, you have a drink.
No doubt they will.
Yeah, plenty of options on the board, so we'll put that up on Twitter and look, play along. And any more things on the draft, Scott, that we must have for draft day?
I think a six-pack of beer and a packet of Doritos would definitely be up there as draft day necessity.
You've been talking about these Doritos for days.
We should get a Dorito sponsorship, really.
Well, I advocated Post-its last week, but they've brushed me.
They brushed
me on Twitter. So Post-it notes, you didn't really help us that much last week. And Doritos are a lot better.
Yes. Doritos can step up to the plate here. It's a fantastic opportunity for Doritos to really, I guess, endorse their brand through a great podcast like this.
That's it. And look, and fill our bellies on draft day, whether you want nachos or just standard Doritos.
Yeah, seriously, like, make the most of draft day. Like, it's
even... I know it's a Friday, but take the day off.
I know.
It's 5 hours. Just sit on the couch, have a beer, watch a draft, look at the play that your team are going to have next year and just get excited about it.
It's the future of your franchise. And plus, I never do assignments early, and I've done my assignment and got it out of the way so I can watch the draft on Friday. So
I have probably the biggest week of my College of Law life next week, and I'm taking the whole Friday off to watch the draft. So enjoy it. And look, we'll go through next week, wind it up, and onwards and upwards to the OTAs and mini camps. Yeah. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Josh Y.
And me at Josh Woot.
And Scott.
At Sportrepreneur, if you can spell it. But yeah. I'm sure the boys will give me a nice mention.
Yes.
So you can follow me from there.
Yeah, and also, did you want to give us a little spiel about Oz Recruit while you're here?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you've been listening to the podcast the last few weeks, listeners, you would have heard a lovely little advertisement for AUS Recruit, which is American University Sport Recruit. We're basically Australia's number one leading pathway system for Australia's young athletes to obtain US athletic scholarships to go to college, not only Division One, but all the way down to the junior college level. So if you've ever thought about, you know, the potential of going across and getting a free education, also furthering your sporting prowess in the US college system, then this is definitely something you can look at. I've got at AUS Scott L on Twitter as well.
Yep.
So you can follow me on there, or you can also go to ausrecruit.com and get some information on there.
Yeah, brilliant. Awesome. All right, well, we'll catch you later, Scott, and enjoy draft day, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys. It should be a fun day.
No worries. And as always, ciao.
See you, guys.
See ya.
Ice up, son. Ice up.